In Alabama, Don Siegelman is working hard to win the governorship. That's a job he lost 4 years ago. He faces a tough opponent in the June 6th Democratic primary, and there's another hurdle. He is currently under indictment in a wide-ranging federal corruption investigation. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
Campaigning for governor after spending all day in a Montgomery courtroom on federal racketeering charges is a challenge, but Don Siegelman is doing his best. As for the 34-count indictment against him, Siegelman is quick to tell you that he's innocent, that the case is politically motivated.
The timing of this indictment and this trial has been designed to have the greatest political impact and do the greatest political damage.
In the evenings, Siegelman is on the campaign trail in a slick black bus. Just as it's about to pull out, a man rushes up. Siegelman steps off the bus to talk to him.
Listen, I think you are getting a really rotten shake.
It turns out these words of support come from a local news radio talk show host, Kevin Elkins. Siegelman likes what he hears.
This is a high-tech lynching. Okay. It's hard to convince me because I don't like most Democrats, but from what I can see, I think they're screwing you over.
The Siegelman campaign bus then heads to the rolling hills of Clanton, Alabama, in Chilton County, a Republican stronghold. Most of the voters I talk to say they intend to vote for the Republican governor, Bob Riley. Riley narrowly unseated Siegelman 4 years ago and is favored to win again this year. Siegelman shrugs it off.
They should be my voters, but a lot of them think they're Republicans, and it's up to me to change their mind.
Before he can attempt to convert Riley voters, Siegelman is going to have to win the Democratic nomination, and that's not going to be easy. Lucy Baxley is also running. She's the state's lieutenant governor, and she's hoping to move up. Baxley's campaign stop on this day is in the tiny town of Ashford, in the far southeast corner of the state, not far from the farm where she grew up. About 200 people are in place, along with the Ashford High School Band.
Hey, Mayor.
You quit crying, now you're going to make the rest of us cry.
I got to quit crying.
Baxley is attempting to become the first woman elected governor here in 40 years.
I wanted to come home to my people, to my roots, the earth from which I came. And I wanted to say, I know I'm eminently qualified for the job I seek.
Baxley was state treasurer for 8 years before she was elected lieutenant governor. Her former husband, Bill Baxley, also held statewide office for years. With widespread name recognition, auburn hair, and the campaign slogan, I Love Lucy, Baxley says she's the only candidate who has the ability to work with politicians in both parties.
Regardless of who's governor, and regardless of how grand your ideas are, you can only be as successful as you can form coalitions and get legislators to work with you. And those relationships is going to be very valuable to me.
One of the issues Baxley is running on is character. While it may be an indirect swipe at Siegelman, she does not say anything overtly negative about him. And Siegelman says virtually nothing about her. His focus is on the election.
All right, come on, Cody, you can do it.
At the local ballpark in Clanton, 10 and 11-year-old girls are playing softball at dusk, and many parents seem pleased to meet Siegelman. Dale Mims, a Republican, asks whether the ex-governor is still pushing for a state lottery.
All my opponents say they're morally opposed to it, but I'm morally committed to our kid. We can send every kid to college for free.
We're doing better than taxing, same.
Right. It's better than taxing this, and it gives our kids a chance to, you know, to reach their God-given potential is the way I look at it.
Siegelman hopes he's made some inroads around the state, not only with his education lottery, but reminding folks that he brought 5 auto plants to the state and that he'll continue to fight the bribery and fraud charges against him.
There's not a thing I can do to speed the judge up or the prosecution up. All we can do is present our case as quickly as possible and hope that this thing is done before Election Day. But I also have faith in the people of Alabama. I believe that they can see through these charges and they know that there is nothing there.
The Democrats would love to have this case settled before the June 6th primary, but don't bet on it. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
And you can hop on the campaign bus yourself via Kathy Lohr's reporter's notebook at npr.org.